The next one is meekness. To be meek is to be teachable. Psalms 25:9.
The meek will guide in judgment, and the meek will teach his way.
So it doesn't say he's going to teach the hard-hearted and know-it-all. He's going to teach the meek. Meekness enables us to listen to and hear what another is saying to us. It opens our mind to focus on what we are receiving. Thus, we need more meekness when we have been fighting spirits that will not let us listen, such as hard-headed spirits, self-willed, rebellious, know-it-all, self-right, defensive, and taking things personally. All of these are spirits that block what God or anyone else is trying to say to us, so that we are unable to hear and cannot receive the information we need. James 1:21. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. It shows we're going to have meekness to get the words, to receive the words, in order to get salvation. Moving from day to day, meekness helps us receive the seeds we need for the new day, rather than being locked into the past information and past ways of doing things. Matthew 11:29.
Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls.
This shows again the connection between meekness and learning, but even in the big sense of being able to move from a track one or two depth of spirit to get Christ in our mind and to go all the way to the rest, one component among many is going to be we need meekness to move on. Meekness helps us break any kind of habit, whether spiritual or natural. Meekness is also a necessary part of being led by God's Spirit to make us open to hear His voice so that we can receive His instructions. Numbers 12:3.
Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth.
Think about all the instructions that God gave to Moses and all the things that God had Moses do, getting those millions of souls from Egypt up to Canaan land. The man had probably had many things going for him, but meekness was such an important part of God being able to get across to him all these things that he needed to be told so that he could do this great work. And also 1 Peter 3:4.
But let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price.
This emphasizes that it's very valuable to God that we are meek. It's not a characteristic that the world values a lot, because people who are meek are quiet and they listen. And they're not promoting themselves and promoting their idea and always thinking of the next thing they're going to say. The minute you stop talking, then they're ready to say something. The world does not necessarily value meekness as a great attribute or emphasize it very much, but God values it a lot, because that's how He's going to get the words of life and the instructions and the leading and the different things across to us. It's very valuable to God.